Hello and welcome to the Barbican in the City of London for that landmark of the national musical scene, the BBC Symphony Orchestra's annual January Composer Weekend. These always centre on a single composer or a group of people, offering a unique chance to listen to the work of someone who deserves a serious second thought, to catch up on works, some of which may prove unjustly neglected, but all of it adding up to a very special opportunity to open our ears and minds to reassess, especially when we think we know all about the composer in question. This year, it's the turn of the American maverick John Cage, whose life and work spanned most of the 20th century. He lived almost 80 years, from 1912 to 1992. The festival is called John Cage Uncaged. During the next 4 days on BBC Radio 3, you can hear not just a good deal of Cage's own music, but that of his friends, colleagues and contemporaries. People such as Edgar Varèse, Charles Ives, Aaron Copland, Morton Feldman and Earl Brown. But to get the best out of these saturation weekends, if you're lucky enough to live within range of the Barbican, you should join us for the almost non-stop experience of total immersion in talks, discussions and films which accompany the actual music making. As the rest of the 8 concerts in this John Cage Uncaged weekend, well, joining the BBC Symphony Orchestra, which appears 3 times, the performers include the London Sinfonietta in classic Cage, the Duke Quartet alongside music for Shakuhachi, the Guildhall School of Music percussion ensemble with Cage's great percussion ensemble pieces, the BBC Symphony Chorus singing American classics, the pianists Rolf Hind, Nicholas Hodges and John Tilbury, the sopranos Laurie Lixenberg, Nicole Tibbles and Francis Lynch doing extraordinary things with their voices. To find out more, log on and go to www.bbc.co.uk/orchestras/so. This evening, what you can listen to could hardly be more extreme. The BBC Symphony Orchestra under the American conductor Lawrence Foster perform music which progresses from the reassuring harmonies of William Schumann's version of traditional New England hymns via the exuberant rowdiness of Copland's El Salon, Mexico, to one of the most notorious pieces of the 20th century avant-garde, John Cage's 4 minutes 33 seconds of total silence. Yes, we're going to broadcast a piece of silence, and it'll be performed for the first time ever in the United Kingdom by a large orchestra. All the pieces you'll hear reflect in very different ways the American society and culture within which Cage grew up. And during the interval, you can hear archive clips of John Cage talking about his life and work. So try to think America from around 1900 onwards. But why spend an entire weekend with John Cage and what he stood for? Cage was always controversial because of his invention and use of the prepared piano, because of his use of chance operations in composing and performing, and because of his utopian ideals and consequential refusal to accept anyone else's rules. Today, he's both adored and ridiculed, but what even his detractors would find hard to deny is the extent of his influence. In his revealing introduction to the weekend's programme book, the composer John Adams, himself the focus of one of these weekends 2 years ago, invites us to think of Cage as a Yankee inventor. That's someone who put tradition to one side because he wanted to try something, everything, different. And John Adams adds that getting involved in Cage is like carrying out a spring cleaning of our musical minds. Things sound fresher and clearer afterwards. The BBC Symphony Orchestra and the conductor Lawrence Foster begin this John Cage Uncaged weekend in the gentle world of 18th century hymns from New England, written by the self-taught William Billings. These hymns were used as inspiration by William Schumann, who was an exact contemporary of Cage, but took a very different path in his compositions. Schumann used the hymns first in an overture, which then grew into this 3-part work, the New England Triptych of 1956. The 3 movements have titles taken from the hymns, Be Glad Then America, When Jesus Wept, and Chester. Schumann himself said the New England Triptych was not a fantasy on Billings's themes, but rather a fusion of their styles and musical language. BBC Symphony Orchestra's on the stage, And that applause is for the leader of the orchestra this evening, Michael Davis. And now, here to set Cage in his American context at the start of this BBC Symphony Orchestra weekend devoted to John Cage, uncaged, is the American conductor, Lawrence Foster.